Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Memorial weekend for those who are in the States. I know for me, it was very relaxing, spending time with our family. And this week, we are on the last week of May, if you can believe it or not. And I'm just so excited to be here with you to talk more about what it is to expect this week, as well as to wrap up our series on The Amazing You. So before we get started, for those who are new to me, and I know that for those who have been with me all along, Mondays are usually my day to be on, but today I'm coming to you on Tuesday because of the holiday, but also I was just kind of, with the divine and with the angels, they told me that it was important for me to come on today. So for those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I am an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome, everyone. And if you would love to receive some guidance or would like to talk about the energy of this week, what it is that you're feeling, what it is that you're going through, I would love to speak with you. So give me a call at 714-816-4628. And if you'd like to be on air with me, be sure to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So before we take some calls, I'm going to go through what to expect with this week's energy as we're in this last week of May. So all month long, this energy has been about raising our vibrations and to really prepare for what's ahead for the next coming months. The rest of this year, we're already at the halfway point of this year. And, with everything going on in this world, it's really important for us to remember to raise our vibrations. And even though this month is coming to an end, when it comes to that energy of raising your vibration, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't keep going with that. We shouldn't be, continually raising our vibrations every day, every week. But this month was really focused on raising our vibration because they want us, the divine wants us to really get into that habit of, raising our vibrations and to do those things that we're meant to do and to live in joy and happiness and be, in those emotions, in those feelings consistently so that we can continually do those things that we're meant to, so that we're continually motivated to do those things that we truly want to do and to be open to all that is meant for us, that abundance that we're meant for, and all the good things that we're meant for and meant to see. So, this month was for us to really, get in the habit of doing that. So we're going to continue to do that. And this week we have Archangels Gabriel as well as Archangel Jophiel, who's been with us throughout this month, as well as Archangel Ariel as we prepare to go into June. And then also Archangel Shamuel. So he's standing by as always, but especially this week as we wrap up the series, as we wrap up this month of focus on raising our vibration. So this week, they want us to really focus on seeing how far we've come. So we've done this a lot in the last few weeks, in the last few months, of looking back and seeing how far we've come and how much we've grown and how much we've expanded throughout this time. And they're having us do this because they want us to see just how proud we should be of ourselves. And it helps us to raise our vibrations. It helps us to feel into that joy and being proud and loving ourselves. So this week it's going to be really important for us to look back and see how it is that we've grown, how much we've expanded. And it's going to come in through different situations that happen throughout this week. So this week there's going to be, as always, there is going to be experiences, there's going to be situations and a moment in time for us that is going to help us to see things in a new way and to just kind of gauge our reactions to things. And so, you know, when something happens, where does your mind go first? Where are you triggered like you were before? Are you able to step back and reassess the situation without having to respond right away, without reacting right away to that situation? And when you are able to kind of step back and see how it is that you've changed, how it is that your thinking has changed, how it is that you react to different things, you know, differently, then it's really important for us to then say to ourselves and to really be proud of ourselves for coming this far, you know, doing that healing work, doing that work of, you know, changing the story and to learn the lessons and to really do that transformation and expansion. And this is what it's going to be about as we go forward, that there's going to be a lot more that's going to be open to us, you know, as the world opens up, as we start to go about, you know, in the outside world, as we go about doing different things that we used to do, you know, going to the grocery store, going to school, going outside of our homes, we're going to see a lot of different changes. And, you know, what the divine is showing us is there's going to be this shift that is happening, and it's been happening throughout this time, but we're going to be seeing that more and more as we are out there in the world now. So it's going to be important for us this week to really see the change that's happened within you, how your thoughts have changed, how it is that you react to certain things, how it is that we do certain things when it comes to our life. You know, is it your work? How does that look differently? Your business, how does that look differently? Your family life, how does that look differently? And so it's going to be important for us to really be proud of who it is that we've become, how much we've changed and transformed, so that we can take that forward. And that's going to help us to really see this world, our life, in a new way, to see it in a bigger way, to see that we are meant to do so much more, that we are made here to, you know, make an impact in this world, and it's going to be amazing, and we're going to be ready to step into our purpose and to really step out of our comfort zones, which is what this year is all about, stepping out of our comfort zones, doing those things that we've never really, maybe never had thought about before of doing in a different way. So this week, there's going to be a lot of different things that happen. And so it's going to be about really seeing how it is that you react and how it is that you think that's different from how you thought about certain situations before. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of different scenarios that will happen for you that will be like a deja vu, or, you know, just some things that have happened in the past, but it's about how it is that's different on how you react this week, that you'll be able to see that change and to really be able to raise your vibrations. Because this world, you know, and we're going to see that more and more as the weeks go by, there's a lot of things shifting, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people are raising their vibrations. A lot of people are shifting, and we're going to see that in good ways. There's going to be so much good going on, and there's also a lot of people right now that who are awakening to who it is that they truly are, and what it is that they're truly meant to do, and how it is that they're meant to expand and to grow and transform so that they can do those things that they're meant to do, to step into their purpose and to go after their passions and their desires. And we're going to be talking more about this during the show for the topic. But this week is going to be about seeing how amazing that you are as we wrap up the series, and it's going to really be a step forward for us to really go after those things that we're meant to, and really be living a life that's fulfilling, but living a life that is in joy and in happiness that we are meant to live. So I'm so excited for what's to come this week. And, you know, there's going to be so many things that happen. And it's the way that I'm feeling when it comes to, and I'm going to be talking about next month's energy next week, but there's going to be a lot of shifting and lots of growth that we see, especially as we come out into the world, how it is that people have transformed, how it is that businesses have transformed, how it is that, you know, all of our lives have transformed in during this time. So that is the overall energy of this week. So, you know, be sure to call on the angels, call on the archangels, your guardian angels, to help you through this week, to help you to see what it is that you need to see, and to really listen to what it is that your body is telling you, how it is that you feel about certain situations, and how it is that you feel what's going on in your life. Is there a need for you to change? Is there a need for you to let go of certain things that are not serving you any longer? You know, when certain situations arise, are you, you know, getting these aha moments, as if these ideas of what it is that you need to do next? Because those are things that we need to really pay attention to. Those are things that we need to really be able to see, and then be able to step out of our comfort zones, take that next step that the divine is showing us, so that we can really step into achieving our goals and to do those things that we're meant to do when it comes to our purpose. So that's the energy of this week. If you'd like to speak to me about this energy that you're feeling, if you've already experienced some of that happening this week, especially with today being Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on where you're tuning in from, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right. So before we go ahead and continue on with our topic, I'm going to take a few calls as we have a few on here. So let's see. We have our first caller who's been waiting the longest, area code 212. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, hello. My name is Bryn from New York City. And
hi, Bryn. How are you?
Hi. Okay, not too bad. I have a kind of practical question. I usually
don't ask
practical questions. It's more spiritually oriented, but today it's kind of like 3D world type stuff. So anyway, past 2 weeks, I've been certifying for unemployment pay benefits, and plus for the time that I stopped work in March, so like retroactive. Mm-hmm. And my question is, when do your guides and angels see me actually getting it deposited in my checking account, because it's going to direct deposit? Because I already certified 2 weeks, and then they're supposed to give me also the back pay, which goes back to March 9th. And I just want a sense, you know, if you can see, get an idea.
I do hear that it can be very soon. However, during this time, to make things seem a little faster, to really focus on those things that you truly want to do when it comes to work, when it comes to those things that you really want to do, because I do see things moving really fast for you, even when it comes to finding a new position for yourself, when it comes to a job. So, but it's really about thinking about what it is that you truly want to do, something that you are passionate about, those things that you make you really want to go to work. So, you know, I want to encourage you to call on Archangel Raphael, because he is an angel who is there to help us through those things that we go through, those things that, you know, those things that we need to let go of when it comes to fears and doubts. And there are some doubts and fears that are coming in when it comes to the whole job situation that's coming in for you. So working with the Archangel Raphael, he's going to be able to help you through that. And it's about thinking about those things that you truly want to do. But what needs to be cleared is the fact that your practical mind, your ego mind, is coming in saying, I don't have these skill sets, or I can't do it in some way. And that's those fears that are coming in that you have to work through. And to know that those things that you're truly meant to do is going to fall in your lap. It's going to work out for you. You can't think about think of it this way. When you first applied for a job, your first job ever, you didn't really have those skill sets. You didn't have the experience that you had. Right. So you have to think of it in that way, that it's like it's a first job for you. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter that you know, you've been in the job market for a long time, but to know that when you are in that right position doing the things that you're meant to do, everything is going to fall into place. It's about that perfect timing. So when
so
you find that right, go ahead.
I'm sorry. So getting back to the unemployment, you feel, because that was my question, do you feel it's going to be coming in at some point soon, or in a month, or what, you know, like anything more specific?
No, not specific. What they're telling me is it's coming soon, but it's really going to be important for you to not focus on that, but to focus on what it is that you want to do, because everything's going to be opening up very soon. And so it's going to be important for you to take this time to prepare, take this time to look into what it is that you really want, what it is that you really want to do that's going to help you through this time, and help you to, you know, really understand what it is that you truly want to do. And it's... It is out there for you. So, you know, keep doing that looking while you're waiting during this time. And it's going to happen faster than you know it.
Okay. Do you feel I'll get the retroactive pay as well from when I stop working?
Well, that they're not quite showing me, and there's always a reason for why they don't show me certain things. But to have you really focus on not that, but to really have you focus on what it is that you want to do going forward.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Same to you.
Bye-bye. All right. So let's go to our next caller. We have caller area code 256. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
I would just like a message from the angel.
So I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you, and he is first showing me that you have been doing a lot of work on yourself. Is that what you...
As we speak. Yes, as we speak.
Awesome. So what... And I'm just getting this overwhelming feeling of love that, you know, Archangel Samuel brings. And what he's showing me is that you are starting to see more and more of your next steps. You're starting to see more and more of what your purpose is and what you need to really step into. However, you do still have these fears that are starting to, still there coming in that's kind of holding you back from really stepping out of your comfort zone. So if that makes sense.
No, it does not.
Okay.
That does not, because I am, God knows, right now I'm out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. There's still more to it, though. There's more that they want you to do. So that's why I'm saying that there's still a little bit there that you're still kind of holding on to. And so, you know, they really want you to completely let go. You know, they want you to, you know, completely say, you know, here I am, you know, and you are available and you're ready and you are. But it's this, it has to do with power. It has to do with how you may think others may perceive you, how you may think others may think of what it is that you're doing. So those are some things that are coming in. So it's going to be important for you to really work on that.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. So, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you went out for about a minute and a half. I didn't hear anything you said.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. But, you know, they really go ahead.
No. I was listening.
Okay. So, you know, they really want to, you know, and it's right now for you, it's going to be about taking those next steps. So I would like to ask you, what is it that you've been hearing? What is it that you've been being shown?
When you say being shown, do you mean visions or what I'm hearing or...
What you're hearing, what it is that the aha moments that you're receiving, anything that you've been...
That now is my time. I need to take the next step in my spiritual walk, that I've been given a task that I have to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's great. So can you, I guess I'm trying to get you to open up and be more specific because there's, yeah.
I know that I'm a medium, and I'm taking baby steps toward that spiritually. I'm also taking baby steps toward being a holistic healer and speaking my truth about my journey. I know that I was told this morning that I was going to be introduced to do a podcast, but that was this morning in my meditation. So those are some items specifically that I've been hearing.
Awesome. So, yes, you know, that's so great that you've received all that information. And so what is it that you are feeling that your next step is then to, you know, really step into?
So I made a connection with a English medium, and I take psychic development courses with him. And then I applied to a Ayurvedic school, and I got a scholarship. And
awesome.
That's what I mean. I don't know anything about the podcast yet, because that was just something that I heard from Spirit this morning. So I guess I'm just going to have to be in the present moment for that one. Yeah.
Yes, awesome. And thank you for explaining all that, because they really want you to start doing that more and more, to really be open to sharing what it is that you're hearing and what you're seeing, because as you do that, you're going to start to see even more of what it is that you need to do, what it is the, you know, more of the aha moments that you know, that you're supposed to receive as you bring that out and as you talk to other people. And not to be afraid to do that. And it's okay to focus on you once in a while. That's what they're sharing with me as well, that it's okay to share what it is that is part of your life, part of who it is that you are. That's part of speaking your truth. So, you know, to continue to do that, and that's going to actually help you with your podcast too. So that's all part of that journey. Also, I do still hear, I don't know if I've told you this before, because I think we've talked before.
Yes, we have.
But when it comes to writing, is that something you've, have we talked about that? I don't remember.
We have. In fact, that's one of the, and maybe that's another thing I should have been telling you. I have like a part of a manuscript. Well, I'm getting ready to do the outline for a children's book right now, but I also journal as well.
Awesome. So, yes, so, you know, that's part of all of that too. And I do sense that there is a fear when it comes to the writing part that they want you to work through. So, you know, keep working through all the things that you're working through. You're doing an awesome job when it comes to this growth that you're experiencing. Also, you know, as you're doing this journaling, to really focus also on those things that you've done, all those things that will help you to raise your vibrations, to, you know, be proud of all those things that you've accomplished, and to even write those down, not just about all those things that you need to heal from and all those things that you need to let go of, but to really realize just how far you've come. And that's part of this week's energy also, but to really focus on that, because it's going to help you to get even more messages and to help you to be motivated to do even more and to really be able to get you to move forward. You know, it's helping you to step out of your comfort zone even more, helping you to, you know, speak out even more, and even helping you with your writing. So, you know, to focus on also the emotions that come with it, the feelings that come with it, as you do the journaling that you're doing.
Okay.
All right. But you are doing an amazing job. you know, with everything that you're doing. And I just want to say that I am proud of you. It's just an amazing feeling that I'm feeling for you. And
yeah.
So, you know, keep going because, you know, soon everything's going to open up and then you're going to be moving fast. So just hang tight because you're really going to be moving forward. Well, thank you so much for calling. You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
I hope you have a wonderful one as well. Thank you very much, and God bless.
You are very welcome. All right, so let's go to our next caller. We have caller area code 210. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Pearl from Texas.
What was your name again?
Pearl, P-E-A-R-L.
Oh, sorry, I'm not catch. Can you spell that?
Pearl, P-E-A-R-L.
Oh, Pearl, oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Pearl, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. So I was just going to ask just if you could what does Spirit have to tell me? What's the message from Spirit for today?
So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and what they're showing me is that you are ready to really do something different. You are ready to make a change, and I see that in all areas of your life. So what is kind of standing in the way, though, are these fears of not being able to do it, and not being able to succeed. And is that something that you're feeling right now?
Yes.
I want to first let you know that you can do anything that you truly want. And, you know, you are made to do this. You have so many gifts that I can see that you're kind of afraid to discover, if that makes sense, at this point, because you're not sure of what's going to come out, what you're able to do. And so I want to encourage you to do some journaling and do some meditating this week with Archangel Raphael. When you call on him, he helps us with our fears and doubts that we have within ourselves and all those limiting beliefs that come in as well that have been kind of ingrained in us from childhood, you know, from parents, from other adults. And so those things are keeping you from really discovering who it is that you truly are, what it is that you can truly do. And you have these amazing gifts that I see, and you are meant to do so many things to make an impact in this world that I can see and I can feel. Fears and doubts are getting in the way of you really digging deep into that. So when you do some journaling, I want you to really focus on those limiting beliefs that come in that people have told you, you know, whether that you weren't good enough in some way, or that you couldn't do something, or, you know, that you shouldn't do something. You know, all of those things are limiting beliefs that we learn from other people that it's not who it is that we are, because we are these divine beings, love and light beings, who are made in the image of the divine and who can do anything that we truly want to do. And we have these passions and these desires to do them. And so I want you to really dig into that. What is it that other people have told you growing up, you know, really limiting you on what it is that you're meant to do? So if that makes sense, I think you have some things in mind already. So, you know, to start this process is to, you know, call on Archangel Raphael to have you have him join you as you're doing this healing work, and then just start writing. Start writing those things that come into your mind, and also those emotions and the feelings that come with it, because that's going to help you to understand what it is that's not who it is that you are, those feelings that are, whether it's anger, sadness, frustrations, those are all feelings that are like those are the lower vibration feelings that we're not truly meant to be in, but we're meant to be in the happiness and joy and love in those vibrations. So if you are feeling any triggers, if you're feeling any sadness, you need to write those down and write the memories down that come with it. And then, you know, what Archangel Raphael will help you to see is how to change that story, how to really change that around so that you can see that, you know, those things that you've been told from others, it's not who it is that you are, but also it's fears and doubts that are coming in from all. So what we have to remember is when we have relationships with other people, when what other people tell us is a reflection on them, and then what we tell other people is also a reflection on us. So it's like a mirror. So you know, when we see someone else, you know, picture a mirror right there, right in front of them, and when we project feelings and emotions and triggers, it's those things that we have to work on within ourselves. So when other people have told you things that you're not good enough or you couldn't do something, it's those limiting beliefs and fears that they had about themselves. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, I think it makes perfect sense. It's not so much, for me, it doesn't feel like so much as a the fear comes from having too much to do, and where do I start first?
Mm-hmm. And those are also part of limiting beliefs that are coming in. So as you do this work on letting go of these limiting beliefs, as you really dig in, you're going to be able to find that you're going to be able to pinpoint where it comes from and where it stems from, and what it is that you need to do to really switch that story. Okay?
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Well, I have some work to do.
All right. Yes,
okay,
and, you know,
feel free to
reach out again, you know, if you have any other questions as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. So we are actually a little past the halfway point. So before I move on to the next caller, I'm going to go ahead and just point out some of the announcements we have on Psychic Talk Network. So you can always go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to see all the shows that we have coming our way. And so on Friday, we have The Doctors Are In with hosts Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax, and they will be talking about playing with the law of attraction, and they'll also have open lines available. Also on Saturday, be sure to tune in with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle, and they will have their show, the Tarot Today Radio, and they're going to be talking about what does the Tarot say about COVID-19 vaccine. So be sure to tune in with them. And then next week, I am going to be back with a new series, and we're going to be talking about the divine you. So be sure to tune in with me as we talk more about what it is that we should expect when it comes to June, and kind of helping us to, you know, really see what to expect for the rest of the year as well. And then this new series that we will be starting, which is going to help us to really be, you know, in our purpose and be in what it is that we're meant to do and who it is that, you know, we truly are. Even though we have been talking about just how amazing we are and raising our vibrations, but we're going to go into a little bit more in depth of what it is that we need to see of ourselves. So that is what's coming up on Psychic Talk Radio. So like I had mentioned, you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming and you can see all the shows that are coming up. Also, if you go to psychictalk.net, you can see all where you can find out where to contact me by going to psychictalk.net/Catherine, that's spelled C-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E, or you can go under the hosts to see all the pictures of our hosts as well as their information, and you can contact me through that as well, and where you can reach me. So let's go ahead and take the next caller here. We have caller area code 860. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So how can I help you today?
I'm wondering if my life is going to change, if something's going to change me, or if it's going to change for the better, because it hasn't been too good for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Years.
So, yes, I do see a change, especially with all that's been going on in this world. I do see that. First, I just want to say that it's awesome that you are seeing this awareness within yourself. And, you know, with all that's going on in this world, a lot of people, you know, really being forced to see this. And so, you know, I want to commend you for seeing that within yourself, that you do need a change, that you need to do something that's really fulfilling to you, that makes you happy and makes you be in joy, because we are meant to live in joy. We are meant to live in happiness. You know, that's what the divine wants us to, you know, live in. And that's why, you know, the raising our vibrations, you know, the higher vibrations are love, joy, and happiness. And, you know, the way it makes us feel, too, you know, it shows us that we're meant to, you know, be in that. So what I do see is Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and as well as Archangel Shamuel. So Archangel Raphael is an archangel of healing, and not only our physical bodies, but when it comes to those things that we've been through mentally, when it comes to those fears and doubts that come in. You know, Archangel Raphael is a great archangel to call on to help you to, you know, see what it is that you need to change, see what it is that you need to heal from, and to help you to heal and let go of those things that are not who it is that you truly are. The fears and doubts, those are not who it is that we truly are. But that is ego, you know, keeping us from really stepping out of our comfort zones and doing those things that we are truly meant to do. And what I do see for you is you have these amazing abilities, these amazing gifts that you're kind of hiding from the world. And what they're showing me, including Archangel Shamuel, is that this divine love and light that you are, this light being that you are, it's waiting for you to really shine it out. So it's time to not be shy anymore. It's time to really go out there and share that love that you have, because you have this tremendous love within you. But first, it's really important for you to love yourself completely for who it is that you are. And what I do see is that there's going to be some work that you'll need to do when it comes to what other people have told you. That's keeping you from really, truly loving your complete self. So have you had past relationships? That's what I'm seeing, past relationships that have been hurtful to you.
Oh, yeah. Two ex-husbands who beat me and a mother who hated me.
Okay. And first, you know, I truly, you know, feel for you. I'm so sorry that you have had to go through that. And I'm feeling that with you. And so first I want to let you know that it's going to take some time. It's not going to be an easy thing. It's not going to be an overnight thing. But to know that who it is that you truly are, it's within you. It's all there. And no one has taken away anything from you, but you have kept it hidden within you because of the fears and the doubts that are coming in because of what other people have told you and what other people have said to you, which is not true, which is not who it is that you are. So it's going to be important for you to take this time to love yourself and take your power back. It's going to be important for you to work with Archangel Raphael, do a lot of journaling. And this journaling is going to take you back all the way to your childhood. So this is advice that I give to my clients as well. But to do this journey work, to do this healing work, especially when it comes to childhood, it's going to be important for you to think back to as far as you can remember when you, as young as you can remember. You know, if you can't remember that young, that's okay for right now. But what I do see is as you do this work on remembering all those times when you've been hurt, when you have needed to do this healing, you're going to be able to see more and more of, you know, all those things that have happened to you, all those things that people have told you, that is going to be important for you to write down. It's going to be important for you to jot down the emotions as well. And I am going to say this, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be painful at times. But that's actually going to be an important part for you because it's going to be brought up to the surface for you to do that healing work. And then to really see that all those things that people have done to you, all those things that people have said to you, to know that that is not geared towards you, but it's those fears and doubts and limiting beliefs that these people have had about themselves. So that is going to be very important for you to remember as you do this healing work, that, you know, it's a reflection on what it is that they need to heal, what it is that they need to see about themselves, and that it's not about you. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Do you think, I just have to ask, will I see my only child? I haven't seen him for 7 years. Will I see him soon?
I do hear yes, but it's really important for you right now to focus on you.
Okay.
And to do this healing work because it's going to, when we work on ourselves, we change the energy around us. So when we are genuinely feeling good about ourselves, genuinely in a high vibration, we switch the energy around us. So when you do this work on yourself and get that power back, you're going to be able to see everything around you change, your whole life, you know, really start changing, and you're going to be able to see things in a new way. So, you know, do this work, it's going to take some time, and you know, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to really be this weight lifted off your shoulders, and you're going to be able to feel that confidence and really feel that power come back to you.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. And if you need anything, you know, I do have a Facebook platform. You can always reach me. And if you go to psychictalk.net and search for my name, you'll be able to find the links for them. And I'd love to help you through this process.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much for blessing so very many today.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and take our next caller. Hello, area code 267. Hello, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Donna from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna. How are you today?
Hi, I'm pretty good, thank you. I would like to know, there was someone I was in a relationship with, and it kind of dwindled away, both of us, and when we were about to make things work, a lot of things happened. He lost his job. Now, long story short, he went to, I don't know if it's true, to his country, Turkey. And he's trying to come back, and he says when he comes back, we're going to be good. Everything's going to be okay. Do you see that being sincere?
I hear a no. And I hear a no because there are a lot of things going on here that has to do with working on yourself. So Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel are stepping forward for you. And what they're showing me is that it's really important for you to work on loving yourself first. So you need to come first when it comes to all those things that have happened in your life, in your past. It's going to be important for you to heal them and to do this work on yourself and to really focus on you, because what I am hearing is that you're being sucked dry in a way. You're being drained, and so it's going to be important for you to really fill your energetic cup. It's going to be important for you to really, it's all about loving yourself first. Because when we don't love ourselves first, when we don't do those things that fill us up, that energize us, that raise our vibrations, we're no help to anyone else. And everyone else is going to feel that around you as well. So, you know, when it comes to other relationships, when it comes to family, when it comes to friendships, that it is all affected. So it's really going to be important for you to work on yourself, work on the power of yourself and your confidence and knowing that you are worthy and that you are enough. And it does have to do with those things that you've gone through in the past with other relationships. Do you have things going on with your family?
Yes, they seem to be getting better now. It's between, you know, kids and stuff. But
Do you have a son?
Excuse me?
Do you have a son, by chance?
Yes, I do. I have a son that lives with me, and he has a daughter that lives with us also.
Okay.
Basically.
So, how are things with them?
my son and his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically your son.
I'm not sure. He was having trouble with my older son, so I don't know which son you're. Yeah, they've been arguing, you know, back and forth. This one doesn't come to help him do this and just stuff that, you know, you can't really choose.
Do you have a better relationship with one of your sons?
My youngest one, yes.
Okay, so then this is more towards your oldest. So it's kind of a ripple effect that what I'm seeing is that it's going to be important for you to first work on yourself and first do the work that you need to do when it comes to healing from your past, from past relationships, from everything that happened in your past. And I know that may seem like a lot, but there's a common denominator when it comes to all of this work that you'll be doing. So it's not really that much work that you'll be doing when it comes to healing, you're going to be able to see how they all relate to each other. And when you start to do this work on yourself and focus on yourself first, then you're going to be able to fix things that are going on when it comes to your relationship with your sons. And it's going to actually start with your oldest and go back down to your youngest, even though it may seem like you have a better relationship with your youngest. You would think it'd go the opposite way, but when you are able to reach out to your oldest first, it's going to help your relationship with your youngest as well. So there are some things that are not as it seems when it comes to with your youngest, but all of this will be fixed. All of this will be switched and changed when you start working on who it is that you are, understanding who it is that you are, you know, the power that you have, the confidence that you have, and just knowing that you are enough and that you are amazing. And, you know, that's all part of having that strong foundation of love. It starts with us. It starts within us. So it starts with within you. So working on this is going to help all of your other relationships and other things.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I thought for like the past 2 years that's what I was doing. I'd been saving money. Things been good. I just been kind of down and out because of the relationship that I have with this person that it's supposed to come together. Like I don't know if he's lying to me or if it's all true. That's the thing. It just seems like.
But the thing is, all those other things that you've been working on, they've been on the surface. So you have been, you know, doing a lot of different things, but all the things that you've been doing, you know, you have to go deeper into that, and it has to do with those things that you have to discover more about yourself and how it is that you need to heal from all those things from your past. And that's why you have these doubts and you have all these different feelings coming in when it comes to this relationship. So it's really important for you to really dig deep on what it is that you need to heal and how it is that you need to see them so that everything else starts to shift, so the energy starts to shift. When we really work on who it is that we are, deep down, we're then able to shift our energy. And that's how it starts. That's how everything changes, when that shift of energy is there. So you can try all these different things on the surface level, but if we don't really shift the thing that's within us, really work, you know, and, you know, dig deep on those things that we truly need to heal from, then those things that are on the surface, it's not going to stay. It's not going to be a permanent change. So it's really going to be important for you to really dig deep and discover more of yourself and what it is that you need to heal and let go of, so that, you know, other things don't trigger you, or they don't affect you in the way that, you know, that it's affecting you right now when it comes to the doubts and fears that you're getting. And, you know, it'll help you with that confidence. It'll help you with knowing what it is that you need to see and what it is that you need to do next, you know, and get that clarity for yourself. So it's really going to be important for you to really do this digging. And I know that you have done some on yourself, but it's really important for you to really dig deeper in this work when you do that. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes. So do you think it's best for me just to let this person go? Do you feel that he's not being...
Right now, it's really important for you to focus on you. Focus on working on yourself and those things that you need to heal from and let go of. Because fears and doubts, limiting beliefs, they're not who it is that we truly are. But what is it that you truly want? And what is it that you need to really discover about yourself that is not going to come from other people? But to truly love who it is that you are, and that also, if there was no one else around you, are you going to be able to love yourself completely and, you know, without the attachments to anyone else? So to really focus it that way, you know, how is it that you can really do those things that you are meant to do, you really do those things that you're passionate about? And discovering those things, what it is that you are truly passionate about. And when you do the meditating, when you do the work with journaling, you're going to be able to discover more and more of what it is that you're meant to do and what it is that you can do to really make a change in this world, because we are all meant to make an impact in this world. So how can you help others? How can you help others? But first, it's really about focusing on you first and healing all those things that you've been through, so that they don't trigger you, so they don't bring about those emotions and feelings that are not who it is that we truly are.
Okay, but you do feel my kids do love me? I mean,
yes, you know, they do love you, and they're always going to love you. But they really need you to love yourself first and really bring yourself to focus on you and what it is that you are meant to do. So, you know, they're waiting, you know. So, but it's really important for you to really heal all those things that you've been through in the past. And it all starts with you and within you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
All right. I guess before we end the show, we have two more callers. So let's go ahead. Area code 614. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Sophie. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Sophie and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Ish.
So good ish. So how can I help you today?
I just wanted to know what, like, encouragement or my spirit guides had for me as far as like career and life purpose, and that, you know, hopefully everything is going, it's going the way that it's supposed to. And if they have any encouragement.
I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Gabriel. So they're both stepping forward for you because they want you to know that you are always loved. And you are never alone. And I know that you know this, like, within your mind, to really, truly know it, that, you know, your guides are always there with you. Your guardian angels are always there with you. And the archangels are always there as well. So to know that they're always there for you and guiding you through your life, guiding you to what it is that you need to know, what it is that you need to see. But it's really important for you to let go of the limiting beliefs of those things that have been ingrained in you from other people. So what I do see is other people have told you certain things about when it comes to angels, when it comes to guides, when it comes to the spirit world. Is that what I'm – I mean, that's what I'm kind of sensing from you. Is that something that makes sense to you?
Yeah, it does make sense to me. I've grown in a, like, grew up in a religious household and very strict, so that does make sense.
Okay. Which I completely understand because I started out with a Christianity myself. So, you know, so that's totally understandable, but I want you to know that there's so much more to it. And you are starting to see that, and that's why you called in, and that's why, you know, you mentioned your guides and the angels. And so I want you to continue to call on them, because what they're going to start showing you more and more of themselves to you, because you are this light worker, and you are this divine love and light being. And so I want you to, you know, call on Archangel Raphael. I want you to call on Archangel Samuel. And when it comes to Archangel Raphael, I don't know if you've read up on him, but, you know, Archangel Raphael does come in an energy of green. And he's about healing, not only the physical body, but also healing those things that you've been through when it comes to trauma, when it comes to limiting beliefs. And he helps you to really change that story. He helps you to see it in a new way, a different perspective, and a bigger picture. So I want you to call on him and also do some writings, do some journaling as well, and write down anything that comes to you when it comes to with your mind, even things that you might see. So, you know, within your mind's eye, if you think you're seeing something and it kind of matches with your mind, your thoughts, as well as what you might be seeing, I want you to write that down, because that's going to actually be important for you as you're going to be developing your gifts as you do that. So it may seem kind of, it sound kind of weird right now, but you know, when it comes to your thoughts and what it is that you think you're seeing, and when it comes to our mind's eye, think of it this way. If you are looking outside at, you focused on a tree, and then if you were to focus on it for a while and then close your eyes, can you see that tree still in your mind? And I do believe that you have that gift to be able to do that. So, you know, I want you to just write down all those things that you see, but also I do see, as you call on Archangel Raphael, and I encourage you to do this every day, as you call on him, you're going to be able to get these thoughts in your mind on what it is that you need to let go of and heal from when it comes to these fears, when it comes to those things that people have told you in the past. And then he's going to really be able to give you those aha moments on, you know, how to see it in a new way. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes.
that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, great. So, and then Archangel Samuel is stepping forward for you as well, because what Archangel Samuel is a huge archangel when it comes to unconditional love. So when you call on him, you may feel this feeling of like this love just enveloped around you. So I want to encourage you to call on him, especially as you're doing this work on healing and letting go those things that trigger you. And he's going to be there to support you with his energy. And you can also ask him to help you when it comes to understanding your own power, understanding who it is that you truly are, and to, you know, just call on him to, you know, send you that energy of love, because that's just who he is. Whenever I see Archangel Samuel, he's this, I see him as this big guy. But he has this heart, this energy of love that is amazing. So, you know, I encourage you to do this work with them, because you do have other angels that do want to step forward for you. And as you do this work with the archangels, you're going to be able to see more and more of your own angels as well as your guides as well. So you have these gifts and abilities that I just see it for you, and it's about developing them, and they really are waiting for you to do that work. So, you know, anything that you see, anything that you think you see, I want to encourage you to jot it down, whether it's colors, any dreams that you have. You know, I want to encourage you to do this work, and you're going to be able to really see the gifts that you have, the abilities, which is going to help you with your vibration. It was just going to help you to really move forward and understand what it is that your next steps are, and really to help you to understand what it is that your purpose is. It's going to be the start for you. So right now it's like revving up your engine, and then it's going, like starting next month, you're really going to get going on this. So, you know, I encourage you to do this work with them. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was very helpful.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. I'm going to take one more call. I do have other callers online, but today I only have room for one more call. But area code 631. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, Suzanne Long Island. Great. I'm glad I got through the last caller. My question, do you see me moving like anywhere like October, November? I'm looking to move then. A new job in September. A different one that I have now closer to home wherever I'm going to live. Or a boyfriend. Do you see anything?
First, breathe.
Me,
that
no,
is
never.
What I'm hearing. And first, I just want to say you are an amazing person. Yeah, I just want you to know that. And it just shows.
Get a boyfriend.
Well, let's start with this first. So when it comes to this energy that you have, it's meant for so much more than what you're doing right now. You're doing so much to help so many people right now, but now it's time to focus on you for just a little bit, especially this week as we prepare to really jump forward, as we prepare to really move forward, as you know, everything starts to open back up again. It's going to be important for you to kind of take a breather, like we had mentioned at the beginning, and to really center yourself. You have so much energy, you have so much, you have a lot of power, but it's really important for you to really take that time to focus on you. focus on what it is that you truly want. And I know you want all of these different things to happen right now and right away, but when we take that time to center, when we take that time to do some meditating and do some journaling, we get clarity on what it is that we need to do and what it is that we need to see. Because what I'm hearing is wait. Because they want you to really focus and work on those things that you need to work on to really strong foundation. And it may seem that seem like you already have a strong foundation when it comes to love, because you're helping so many different people in this world. But there's more to it when it comes to building that strong foundation for yourself and truly loving who it is that you completely are.
I'm meeting people, but these men don't give women chances or anything, you know? It's just like, I don't get it.
Which is a limiting belief, too. So, you know, those type of things, you know, when we center ourselves and we truly love who it is that we truly are, you know, we have to think of it this way. If there was no one else in this world out there, can you be by yourself? Can you love yourself completely and enough that you don't need anyone else? But we are meant for other people. You know, we are meant to help other people. We are divine love and light beings there to help others, and that's why everyone's here. But it's really important for you to look at the fears. I do see fears of and limiting beliefs when it comes to pleasing others, and it has to do with things from your past that needs to be worked on. And so, you know, those things, as well as the confidence, although you portray a lot of confidence, you are able to show a lot of confidence, there's a lot of doubts and fears that are coming in that are within you that is coming out as, you know, helping others, wanting to help others, wanting to be there for others. And that has to do with the fears that you have within. So, you know, I encourage you to dial back down that energy just a little bit so that it's not so scattered everywhere, but to really be focused.
It's not
within.
As scattered. I have to move in the future because it's expensive on Long Island, so I have to move in a different apartment. I don't want to be alone, and I have to get a job closer to home that's better paying. So I'm not thinking about it this second, but come this summer, I'm a teacher aide, but the schools are closed in Long Island. So I have to get a job for this summer because I don't get paid. So I do have to worry. And then in September, I'm trying to find something a little closer to home that maybe pays more.
So, yes. So right now, your energy is very scattered right now with all the things that you have to think about. But right now, it's really important for you to focus on you. It's really important to focus on those things that you need to really see. Because right now, all this stuff that you're thinking about, that you have to do, that you think you have to do, that you're worried about, even that word worry that you just mentioned, that's part of your fears that are coming out. So
I'm enjoying it being off. I go for walks with my friends. I go for a walk with my mother. I'm not thinking about things every second. I just asked because I thought you could maybe tell me if you saw anything. I didn't know that you didn't see things, whatever, when I called. I never called before.
No, and this is what I'm seeing for you, that it's really important for you to focus within, to really go within and to be centered right now. And that's what I'm seeing for you. And so that's why Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward and Archangel Raphael is stepping forward, as well as Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward, because what he's also showing me is that you're going to be able to see more of what it is that you need to do when it comes to your purpose, when you are focused and when you are going within and discovering more of who it is that you are and what more you can do in order to make that impact that you're meant to make.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Well,
all right.
I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too.
All right. So we don't have any more time for any callers, but, you know, before we wrap up the show, I wanted to mention that there's so much that's happening now in this world, and there's a lot of things that are shifting. And, you know, with this pandemic, we have seen that, you know, our life is, it can be very short. We don't know when our life is going to end. We don't know how long we have, you know, in this world. You know, we've seen that with this pandemic. And but what we are meant to do is step into our out of our comfort zones and step into who it is that we are. And it's about first understanding who it is that we are, what it is that we're meant to do, understanding who it, more of ourselves and discovering more of ourselves. And once we do that, and, you know, once we see more of that, that, you know, we're meant to step out of our comfort zones. We're meant to take that first step. And then what happens is when we show the universe, when we show the divine that we are ready, that we want to do those things that we're meant to do, that we are ready to take our passions and use them to make an impact in this world, that's when all the abundance comes in. That's when they provide everything that we need, all the resources that we need, all those things that we need to see, all those people that we need to encounter. Everything falls into place in perfect timing, but we have to be willing to step out of our comfort zones. We have to be willing to say, you know, I know there's more for me, that I'm meant to live a life that's fulfilling, that is happy, that is joyful. And we have to really remember that we don't dream those things that we really want to do just to dream about them. It's not just there for that, but it's for us to go after, for us to really step out of our comfort zones. And a lot of times it's going to take us to step out of our comfort zones and to trust and have faith that the divine is going to provide for us when we do those things that they're showing us to do, those next steps. They're always showing us what our next steps are. They're always showing us that there is more that we can do. But, you know, with fears and doubts that come in, limiting beliefs that come in, we keep ourselves from doing that. We keep ourselves from doing those amazing things that we are capable of doing. You know, keep ourselves from, you know, making impact that we're meant to make. So, you know, I encourage all of us to really, you know, look within, you know, do the healing work that you need to do. Do those things that you have to let go of. You know, no longer do those things that do not serve us. You know, those things that stress us out, those things that we do just out of security, out of safety, so that, you know, we can have money, that we can have all the things that we have. But knowing that when we do those things that the divine is showing us, because they already know what it is that we truly want, when we take that step of faith, when we trust in the divine, they're going to provide. They're going to be able to help us to live that life that we're meant to live, help us to live in happiness and joy and love, but also to provide us with those things that we're meant for. We have to remember, money is energy. Everything is energy. And when we focus on those things that we're truly meant to do, our mission, the purpose, you know, all those things that we're meant to do, all those things that we truly want to achieve when it comes to our goals, when it comes to serving others in a greater way, and, you know, going after our passions, when we do those things, not only are we going to live filled and happy and joy-filled life, but those things that we need is going to appear. They're going to be there for us because the divine is going to provide that for us. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I do have a brief meditation that I will do before we end. And you know, I want to encourage all of you to close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. And right now, whoever comes into your mind when it comes to angels, your guides, you know, to know that they're there and they're sending you their energy of love and support. And Archangel Samuel is here with us, as well as Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Raphael and Archangel Jophiel. And they're sending us this energy of love and the messages that we need to receive. So take a few deep breaths. I want you to pay attention to what's coming in, and especially that love that's coming in for you to help you to understand the vibrations that the divine wants you to feel and hear. And then now they're going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white column of light that goes down. And from the earth is going to come up this bright white light of energy, as well as this golden orb that comes up, and it comes up through your feet, goes all the way through your body, spills out over your crown chakra. So breathe that in. And just take in the messages that they give you, what you receive. And when you're ready, you can bring back awareness into your body. And this meditation, even though it's very quick, it's very effective, because throughout the day, they're going to send you messages that you need to hear, send you messages that you need to know, the aha moments that you need to see. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. And, you know, it's always great to really speak with you. And, you know, I will be on Facebook to talk more about the energy of this week. So if you wanted to join me, go to facebook.com/angelichealerandteacherkath, C-A-T-H. You could join me there as I go live there. I'm sending you all lots of love and light. And I will, and we're going to be, we will be talking about the divine you next week. So sending you all lots of love and light, and it is going to be bye-bye for now.